The Crow Committee was on the role of students. The Merman Committee was on modes of meeting, obstruction of university activities or something like that. Mm-hmm. They really ended up dealing with the same thing. There were two committees working side by side, both of them with students, and they came out and reported and pretty much were handled one batch. But the Crow Committee was before, and the Merman Committee was after the Commerce School disorders had actually taken place.
I see.
That was an even bigger meeting, by the way. 1,450 people. These were the meetings that in some ways led to the creation of the Faculty Senate, because we had these enormous numbers of people. We didn't have, had hardly any place on the campus that was big enough to handle all the faculty people that came to these meetings.